Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drew Garabo live on your radio.
I can see her lying back in
Yacht
satin
Rocking on the Friday with Gordon Lightfoot, a little sundown. We managed to honk our conk the 3 o'clock hour, 2 o'clock hour, and now during the 4 o'clock hour, we'll give you a little bit more conk honking. Do you know what song they were trying to pull off in that first one?
No.
My Sharona by The Knack.
Oh, okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Sometimes I think it's
Honk Honk Champion.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. 727-579-1025
is our number. All right, this is going to require some serious musical maneuvering over here. Now, you don't have to leave during this one. This is one of my favorite journal entries of yours.
No, I have to leave.
People ask if you really laugh. When I was periscoping my cats last night, don't ask. Don't you laugh either. When I was periscoping my cats last night from my porch, it's really just an excuse to answer questions from fans. Like, I'll focus on the cats, and people ask me questions in the comments of the periscope, so I'll answer them. When I was doing that, people were like, does Seth really leave during your journal entries and reading? And I said, absolutely, he does.
Last night, I ran into a fan of the show out at the amphitheater for the Incubus concert, and he said their entire shop that they work at look forward to 4 o'clock because they want to know what's going to happen next in the journal.
Your journals have gripped the Tampa Bay area, and people really enjoy relishing in your pain, much like I do.
Well, that's exactly why I leave the studio. I don't like to relish in my own pain. I like to come back in and face the media after I got my head kicked in.
Yeah, it's kind of like a quarterback facing the media after he just got sacked 7 times and his team lost 42-7. Your journal is getting sacked 7 times and losing 42-7.
All right, great. Kayla, come get me when it's over.
Okay, here we go.
All right, no, just wait. He gone!
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Wait, real quick. Do you know if we have in the system the saliva green room music by any chance? Just a question.
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
Okay, stand by.
Look, click, click, boom.
No, they did something else. Hold on. Saliva. Okay. Your disease.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Let's get you in the mood here. As we take a walk down memory lane through the journals of Seth Cush. Saliva green room today.
Oh, yeah.
Tight as hell.
Oh, no, no,
tight.
No.
Josie Scott was the S. Nice guy.
No.
And they really ripped it up. Me and Fish shot the S with Shark afterwards.
No.
I'm one funny ass mother. I'll say that for sure. The AFI CD. Holy S. By the way, Gio, can you pull up AFI? I think Girls Not Gray or Girl Gone Gray or some crap like that. Can't believe he likes them so much. The AFI CD. Holy S. It is unbelievable. It might have bumped 3 doors down the F out of my top 5 of all time. That CD makes me want to be sad as F, happy as hell, bash S in, be nice to people, love, hate, care. How many feelings can one album make you feel? This isn't a joke, man. No record has ever made me have all of these feelings. Not Slim, RHCP, WS, I think that probably is White Stripes. Maybe Weezer has come the closest, but nothing else. I feel that music. Maybe it's just how I feel in life right now. I looked at Ashley's picture tonight for the first time in a while.
Oh, no.
And that birthday card she gave me. Now I wonder if I effed something up that could have been beautiful. I mean, who knows what held me back at the start, hurt me at the end. I love you, Ash. We could have been together. Remember that line at the end of Stan? We could have been together too. I love you, Ash. We could have been together. But the time wasn't right. And I'll move on. I'll stay strong. I just gotta brush it off and keep going. Get out. See people. Do stuff. Do people. Time heals all wounds. Love. Cliches at best. Radio will take me where I need to be.
Oh.
Dear Ashley, I drove by your house tonight. I bet me peeking in your window gave you quite the fright. I'm sorry that I obsess all over you, but I'd love to pull that dress all over you. I drive by your place, trying to gaze in, but the blinds block me. I just got the new AFI album. Boy, can it rock me. I don't think I've ever felt so many feelings since Lionel Richie wrote that song, Dancing on the Ceiling.
Kisses, bae.
Ashley, I hope you don't ever get that restraining order. I know that I should probably make these journal entries a little shorter. I hope your mom and dad never read this. I hope one day I'll need this. Signed, Seth.
He gone!
Verse 2 is going to be Ashley. Writing back to Seth. Stand by. Dear Seth, who the hell do you think you are? Did you think that I wouldn't recognize your car? You drive by my house as if you're invisible, saying things like me and you should be indivisible. Seth, I'm really sorry that I took your virginity so forcefully. I'm really sorry that you couldn't make me so sore, you see. 5 seconds of pleasure for a lifetime of pain? Was it really worth it? Listen to that sound effect of rain. I wish it would rain all night to keep you away from my house. I wish I could move to Orlando and the home of Mickey Mouse. If I wanted to date a neurotic Jew, I would have found Woody Allen. Or maybe that cute late night talk show host from 2015, Jimmy Fallon. Regardless, I'm going to the judge to get that order of restraint, and I never want to lick your taint. Should I use paint? Saint?
Condom lollipops, lube.
Oh, hey, Seth. Welcome back.
Hi.
I heard that saliva green room was tight, dude.
Dude, don't read the whole thing back to me.
Oh, I won't.
Okay.
No, I just like to touch base with you after it's all over.
Yeah. You get two questions. What are you going to ask me?
First of all, Josie Scott, I assume, was the lead singer of Saliva.
Yeah.
Cool as hell. Tight as hell.
Okay.
He was the S.
Okay.
When you say you've never felt music like that since Slim, RHCP, WS, is WS White Stripes?
I like their first album, yeah.
Okay, so that solved that problem for me. And when you said to Ashley that you could have been together, did you pull that from Stan intentionally?
I don't know what I said.
You said we could have been together.
I don't know. Did I pull that from Stan?
Yeah. Did you get that from Eminem Stan?
I don't know. Did he coin the phrase we could have been together?
No, but I would assume only a stalker anthem would have mentioned such a thing. I didn't think anyone would say something like that in real life.
When is that from?
March 16th.
2000 and?
Yes. I don't know.
Doesn't say. Okay.
That doesn't say.
Okay,
no,
that's fine. That's fine. Don't go through the whole thing.
2003.
Okay. All right.
So my son was being born 3 months later, and your feelings are all over this page.
It's starting to shift a little bit. Now it's like anger towards Ashley a little bit.
Yeah, like if I'm Ashley, I'm starting to go from worried to scared.
Yeah.
Why? She never knew about any of this stuff.
Yet.
I think this was before text messaging really hit the scene. Oh, so I would call her a couple times. She wouldn't call me back, and that was the end of it.
Hold on 1 second. I want to hear a guy who's tight as hell.
Let's see.
Don't be so blind. It's telling me all these things.
Oh, I played the other one already.
Probably hide. Am I?
It's tight as hell, dude.
Only
tight. Tight, tight, tight. Was that your favorite green room that you've ever seen?
It was probably my first one.
Okay.
And I thought it was cool because that song, Your Disease, he kind of put his own spin on it. It kind of had a little country feel to it. I thought that was cool. I'd never seen anything like that before. Now I've seen a ton of green rooms and I'm not impressed anymore.
See, Soul Brother Kevin, 97X would have green rooms where they would bring an alternative artist in and they would do a song. It wasn't a real big room, so they would have to do kind of stripped down versions of their songs. Bush did a green room that was phenomenal. Young the Giant, I thought was exceptional. The Joy Formidable, one of my favorite bands in the world. I fell in love with Ritzy, the lead singer, when she did this. This is my favorite green room ever. Oh my God, the way this chick sings, and on stage she like bashes her guitar into the cymbals and stuff. Listen to this voice.
This much delighter.
She's Welch.
Fills columns to new heights. All these things about me you never can tell.
I've never been in love with a rock star like I'm in love with Ritzy from Joy Formidable. I said it.
Paint a picture so bright.
Except for Gavin from Bush.
All these things about me, never can tell.
So this is great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Grabo.
Amazing. Did you have any idea when you were writing these 12 years ago?
Yeah, I knew one day I'd work with a loudmouth shock jock on a talk station, and he would be reading these and telling my whole psychotic story to the world.
Ryan Redbeard just said, is it too late to nominate Seth and Ashley Kushner as best local couple in Tampa Bay? I would say stay the course and vote for Seth and Phoebe Kushner.
I feel like I left things on an okay note with her.
With Ashley?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen or spoken with her in probably 8 or 9 years. And I'm sure she probably thinks I'm crazy, but I don't think she knows about, obviously, all that stuff.
I wish she didn't just have a baby yesterday, because that really impeded my plans to get her in this studio. But she did just have a baby yesterday.
I would prefer her not to be in the studio. I think I would be okay never seeing her again. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Well,
sounds nice.
Like the Rolling Stones sang so many years ago, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you'll find you get what you need. What you need is closure.
And how are you going to get her here?
If this company will not pay for a plane ticket, which John Brennan told me they may.
But why would she want to fly here for this?
To hang out with her Sethy one more time?
No more times.
And some raise tickets?
To see the hunky bearded Jew one last time? She gave birth. She's ready to start her new life. But you can't start a new until you say goodbye to the old. You are the old, my friend. And she wants to say goodbye to you.
She might not even remember me.
Please, dude. Does Jodie Foster remember John Hinckley?
What?
Spoiler alert, she does. He said that he shot Ronald Reagan for her.
Oh.
You are the John Hinckley in this case. There is no Ronald Reagan.
Thank you.
What I'm saying is you're crazy.
Oh, okay.
Shalom, my friends. Are you still listening? Good. It's the Drew Grabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Kisses, bae.
I was thinking, you've done something magical for myself, for Gio, and for Kayla.
Yes.
And that was on Ass Wednesday last year when we put a little ash on your ass. Or what did we put on our ass to put it on our forehead?
I don't recall.
I don't either, but I remember it was sexy. And and then you rubbed your beautiful tuchus on my forehead, on Kayla's forehead, on I think Shark's too, on Gio's. And what a great year it was for Shark. And so it really changed our lives and inspired us. So since Seth hasn't officially been named part of the show, but no one's telling him not to come on the air anymore, we thought we'd put him on the couch and then maybe you would bounce your beautiful booty off of his forehead. Now, I wanted to offer a conditional. Seth's wife is a wonderful, wonderful person and a really good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. So Fifi. Is it Fifi?
Phoebe. Close.
Phoebe, I heard you guys talking about
Fifi's even better, though.
Fifi's fun.
So I want to make sure Fifi was okay with it. And then I said, Fifi, good dog, you okay with that? So Phoebe said it was okay. But a woman who exerts more influence on Seth's life than even his wife is, of course, his mom. Seth and I both have domineering, overbearing Jewish mothers. That's one thing we have in common. And we thought we'd get Seth's mom on the line with us to see if she's okay with such activities taking place so close to the sacred Jewish holiday of Thanksgiving.
Does she speak Hebrew?
Yes. So, Shalom, Mama Kush. It's good to hear from you. Thanks a lot for joining us on the phone.
How come you never invite me into the studio?
That's a great question. You know, your son's been showing up uninvited and unannounced. Why don't you show up too someday, Mama Kush?
Okay, I'll do that. I'm sure I can pull some tricks out of my bag.
Oh, sure you can. I know what that metaphor means, and I like it a lot. Listen, we were going to take your little booby here, and we were going to put him on the couch, and we were going to have Miss Courtney perhaps bounce her bountiful, beautiful booty off of his forehead a few times, if that's okay with the two women who are most important to Seth. Fifi already said it was okay. What about you, Mama Kush?
I do not like that idea.
Oh, no. My pants will be on.
Oh, I don't like that idea. what if we just pull down your pants a little bit? Is that okay?
No.
Okay, so she's gonna keep her pants on, Mama.
He has a flavor saver, so you don't want him to take it home for later.
Oh,
So
if he goes to kiss Fifi hello when he walks in from work, and she's like, "That smells like Courtney Cummings," he's gonna say, "How do you know what that smells like?" So she'll keep her pants on, Mama Kush. I think that's good PG-13 fun, right?
No, I think you're corrupting my son.
Corrupting your son, who has told me about not three, not four, but five separate free porn sites that I can go to in my alone time.
Come on, I'm giving you advice.
Your son, who can pull porno names out of a drop of a hat at any given time. I didn't even know what Blacks on Blondes was until your son, Seth Kush, told me.
I don't know about you, Drew, but I've had a tremendous year of good luck and good fortune since this event this time last year.
You know Mama Kush on Mardi Gras when they eat the king cake and someone finds the little baby? Yeah, Courtney Cummings' ass is the little baby in the king cake.
I'm a believer.
Well, I mean, porn sites on the screen are, you know, you have a screen between you. Mm. You have nothing between you when she's going to sit on his face.
It's more like it's more like his forehead.
Yeah, not really his face, just
his eyeball.
His beautiful forehead.
That's his face. That's his face.
Oh, your mom doesn't like this idea
so
at all.
So are you going to put the kibosh on it?
I'm not going to. The ball's in your court.
The ball's in my court.
Yeah, she said hello.
Are you a man or are you a mama's boy? You tell me.
I'm somewhere in between.
Be careful, buddy.
Come on, man.
So at Thanksgiving tomorrow, I have to sit and look at Seth and think about this activity going on today.
Yes, absolutely. As you're gazing into his eyes and saying, please pass the mashed potatoes and gravy.
He's going to be blushing.
You'll be seeing the deep crimson blush of Seth Kushner, knowing that he had an adult film star's derriere very close to, if not on, his forehead.
Well, we're not passing mashed potatoes and gravy because we're eating out of a bucket.
Oh, yeah. I love the Thanksgiving bucket. That's a great idea. All right. Well, I appreciate you registering your opinion. We'll see what Seth decides, and I appreciate you joining us as always. It's great to hear your sexy voice.
Well, you're welcome, but I know that it doesn't matter that I said that.
Oh, passive-aggressive Jewish mom strikes again.
Yeah, Fifi said it was okay, Mom.
My mom would say the same thing. Well, you're going to do what you want to do. It doesn't matter what all I have to say. All I did was shoot you out of my birth canal 30-something years ago. That's all. And what thanks do I get?
That's exactly right. You said it very well.
And I love your Facebook status earlier today about the filthy things your husband did to you. And I would encourage you to hide your phone when Seth's brother Brett is around because you know he's just going to do that to you.
Yeah, I heard all about that. He hijacked my phone.
Love when he does that. All right. Well, thank you, Mama Kush. It's great to hear from you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Back at you, darling.
Kush.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. very appropriate name.
Real last name.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I'm wondering what you're going to do. Like, are you a man or are you a mouse?
He's so not moving on a chair.
Come on. Ride or die, bitch.
Whoa!
I mean, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to do it.
Are you sure?
If you were an actor, that second take would have been the one we ran with. So you're going to recline on that couch.
Okay.
And Courtney will not even take, you're not even going to take, or was that just for his mom's sake that you said you weren't going to take off your pants?
No, I'm not going to.
Really?
You didn't tell me before I left.
Well, I didn't tell you. I would never tell you anything. I'm never going to dictate to you.
I can put my tatas. I mean,
it's up to Drew. It's his show. I'm just visiting.
Oh, I'm cool with whatever. Whoa.
You're just visiting?
Oh my God.
Is that better?
Dang.
Is that better, Drew?
I feel lucky.
Way better. I feel better.
What's that?
Would you want to squeeze them a little bit?
Is
that easier for you? So I'm not technically touching your face, so Mama doesn't feel.
I don't know. You gotta. Why are you looking at me?
Because I'm not. I would be all over him. I'd have my face between him right now, going.
Right. Well, that's the initial reaction. But then you have to go. Okay. Well, if I did that, then what am I facing when I get home later?
Not those. But
okay, just look. Don't touch.
Fifi would be okay with you. Like,
I like the name Fifi. That's so sexy.
Just give him a little, like, just making sure the consistency is fresh.
You should probably DM her and ask her first.
Yeah, you should probably ask her.
Want to call her?
I mean, shit, I'm faced with something I wasn't prepared for.
All right. Oh, and hold on 1 second.
All right.
Look up her number real quick.
You can look at me. It's okay. Don't worry. Right.
Yeah, you can keep looking at the boobs.
Are you filming this, Kayla? Get out of here.
All right. Let's see.
He's like laying on the corner of his eye and turning to like.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right.
Seth, your face is so red. I've never seen that shade of.
It's the fireball.
Yeah. take another drink of the fireball whiskey.
Yeah, that'll
help. A little swig.
That'll help.
Oh, boy. She just sent me a text that said, make wise choices.
Oh.
He's not looking. Don't worry.
He's not.
He's really not.
I am. He's not.
You're such a perv, Gio.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
So define wise choices.
Hey, listen, he can make his own choices in life. Just make wise ones. That's all.
You have a good man, Fifi.
Well, thank you, and I like the name Fifi. I'm
going to
go with that from now on.
I love it. It's so cute and sexy, and her voice is hot too, babe.
Oh, now I know where your mind is. honestly, what I'm looking at right now, Fifi, is Courtney Cummings has lifted up her top to reveal her unbelievable breasts. Your husband looks very nervous.
He's sitting there with his hands touching one another.
He won't even look at them.
What, I supposed to reach over and start molesting her?
No, I mean, you want to make wise choices.
He's just staring at Drew steadily.
Don't worry
about me. He's focused on Drew.
Would you like to touch my breasts?
Look nice.
Thank you. That would be a wise choice. So, Fifi, if you're not comfortable with him performing a mammogram on Courtney Cummings, and that's totally in the name of health, of course, and science, then that's totally fine. You know I respect you, and I respect your choices. It's entirely up to you and Seth Kush.
It's up to him. It's not my choice. It's his life. Here's the only thing I'll say. He's working two jobs right now, and I see him for a total of 15 minutes a day. I believe he's probably a little pent up, so I'm a little concerned about that.
Oh. I understand that. Mm. So you're worried the
She's
minute...
She's so thoughtful.
She is very thoughtful. So you're worried the minute that his hand touches that delicious, 36D? Is
no,
that
34D.
Why do women get so upset with me when I get that wrong?
34 is around the waist.
Well, okay, you're skinny as hell, girl. Come
34.
On.
No, I'm you average.
Are. No, you're skinny. Average. So as soon as he touches those 34D, there's going to be somewhat of a situation that Seth might find himself in that will require a change of pants.
I believe it's possible. I'm a little concerned. We haven't had any time to spend together this week. So,
okay.
Well,
it'll probably be the first pair of boobs you've felt in the week or so.
Seth, then the burden is upon you then to assure your wife that not only can you touch these without making a mess, but you will touch those and use them for inspiration. As soon as you walk in the door, you take that wife of yours and you
take care of her.
You take care of
Absolutely.
Her needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know how to take care of needs, but I'll agree to what you just laid out for me.
Well, you're going to have to let her take advantage of you at this point.
That's fine.
You haven't. How long has it been?
It's only been like 2 days, but that's a really long time.
Well, you need it like 5 days a week. You need to serve your wifey up.
Oh,
all right, I will. I'll serve her up.
Well, Fifi, we will make sure that Seth makes wise choices here.
He is being a good boy, by the way.
And I look forward to on Monday getting a report of what happened once he arrived home.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to turning off the radio now.
Well, thank you, Fifi. It was good to hear from you.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. So what are you going to do?
What was on the table again?
I like her voice.
She's awesome. She's super hot too.
I bet she is.
She is. Seems cool. She'd be a good.
What do you mean?
You just want to watch?
Free had a partner for you guys.
Yeah.
Like I think
I'm down to be the weird guy in the rocking chair in the corner.
Sure.
That's fine.
Why not? So it's up to you. If you would like to honk her Hooters, you're certainly more than welcome.
Well, I'm just honking. Is that what we're doing? What have we gone to here?
Yeah. I mean, she can't bounce her pants to buttock off your forehead, so. You just kind of give him a little, get a little feel up action.
A little, yeah. A little
or just stare for 5 seconds.
Give him the old Dr. Feel good.
Okay, so I just feel them. That's sure. What you want me to do.
Let her direct you on what she would like you to do.
Oh, my hands are sweating right now.
Good.
They're like gummy
Mom's
bears.
Spaghetti. They're like gummy bears.
Yeah, they're squishy. Okay.
Take another swig of the Fireball whiskey.
Yeah,
there.
Take a shot.
Okay.
Oh, look at us, boozing.
Don't you have to go to commercial right now?
Yeah,
or
I do. I almost said the T word. I almost said booze and T word. Like, that would have been so great if I could have said that. But
it's
no.
A great show name, though.
It is. Welcome back to Boozing. My name is Drew Garabo. All right, so you feel like a man?
Yeah, I feel like a man.
Well, Fifi.
Really?
Gio said so. We'll just, really? Just to be sure.
Get out of here.
Now, Oh, you weren't. He was saying turn up his computer. Sorry.
Yeah, he wasn't saying dump nipples.
Right. So just kind of like cup them, you know, like.
Okay.
And then squeeze a tad so you can feel how soft they are. Okay. But not where it turns me on, because that's where you're overstepping your boundaries.
I can guarantee.
Trust
you.
Me, turning a girl on is not a problem Seth has ever had to encounter before.
Trust me.
If it happens, it's clearly accidental.
You'll regret agreeing to this.
All right, Seth's going in for the kill.
Are your hands warm?
I think my hands are kind of cold. My hands are kind of cold.
Why don't you warm them up on her breath?
Feel my hands, Drew. Tell me how cold they are, if they're cold. All right, here.
Seth is now touching Drew's shirtless chest.
Well, I didn't want him to feel them on my hands. I want to feel them on my boobs. Your hands are really cold.
I know. I don't know. How do I get them warm?
By rubbing them vigorously on your chest.
I'm just
trying to get my hands warm.
Rub them vigorously in your groin.
All right. Here, let me feel you, Drew. Let me see if if I'm warm.
Put it back on my face. All right.
Seth again touching Drew's shirtless chest.
Tweaking.
My thumbs are colder than the rest of my fingers.
Just don't touch her boobs with your thumbs and you'll be good.
You're really overthinking the process here.
There goes Seth. He's going in for the honk.
All right. Can we be mature about the situation here?
For sure. Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
There it is.
They are cold.
Oh, yeah.
You can squeeze harder.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Feeling right at home, huh?
Was that okay?
He's like, okay.
They feel pretty amazing, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Now, Seth, can you stay till 7 or you have to go home now? Or you
can you stand up for a second? I'm sure you're good.
I'm waiting to get a text right now. That's over.
All right. Well, listen. Courtney Cummings.
You're good. Yeah.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
She will be at the Gold Club dancing this Friday and Saturday night, 10 and midnight. I keep wanting to say noon. The all-new Tampa Gold Club, good client of ours here at 102.5 The Bone. So stop on by and see her. Let's pimp your Twitter. You are what? Go ahead.
And bring your partners out.
Yeah, she's very lady-friendly, as Kayla will certainly tell you. Kayla, you would go see her, yeah?
Absolutely.
Like, if you're dating a dude and he's like, hey, I want to go to the Gold Club to see Courtney Cummings.
I think it would make it a little more comfortable for me as a girl, like, actually curious about it. Mm-hmm. But I need someone there to kind of buffer me. Yeah. I think it'd actually make me feel a little more comfortable.
I will buffer the hell out of you, just so you know.
So I.
Her Twitter is Courtney, C-U-M-M-Z, that is short for Cummings, .com. Your website is Courtney...
411.com.
Yes.
There you go.
And she is on Instagram at... which is your Instagram? The store one?
Bubble Butt... Can I say it?
Yeah.
Slut.
Bubble Butt Slut.
There you go.
Courtney's a phenomenal follow on Twitter. I can vouch for that.
She's a great follow on Twitter, on Instagram, and she's a super cool human being, and we love her.
I'm like one of the top 20 most hilarious porn star Twitter accounts. That's what they tell me.
I definitely agree with that.
You're number one to me.
WWE or something. Yeah,
what, they interview WWE guys? Right. Well, brother, when I want porn star entertainment, I go to Courtney Cummings, brother. She is something else.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.